Palestinians flooded the streets and cemeteries of Gaza today, mourning the killing of 15 people overnight, including 9 children. The youngest victim was 2 months old. Israel's Prime Minister Ariel Sharon congratulated the Air Force for the F-16 missile strike that killed its intended target, the Hamas military commander in Gaza. Sharon said he regretted the loss of civilian life. But because of the missile attack on a residential building full of sleeping civilians, all talk of negotiation has been swept aside by Palestinian calls for revenge. NPR's Peter Kenyon reports from Gaza on the aftermath of the attack.
Khalil Habashi's heavily damaged sewing shop is across the street from the rubble of the two-story building that once housed Hamas commander Saleh Shahada and several other families. Just before midnight last night, an Israeli fighter jet unleashed a single deadly missile at the building, obliterating some of those inside and leaving others to be crushed as the building collapsed on top of them. Standing amid his ruined shop, Habashi says even several hours later, he can't find the words to describe what he saw when he stumbled downstairs and outside, drawn by the cries for help.
Very terrible sight, just a pieces, the head and the legs and the pieces of tissue of people.
Stores were closed in Gaza today, and vast crowds, some wearing masks and carrying weapons, gathered to see the results of the F-16 attack. 7 of the 9 dead children were 6 years old or younger. The body of 2-month-old Dina Matar was held high for all to see before she was buried along with her mother. At the cemetery where the Matars and another family, the Huwaitis, were buried, a 32-year-old mother and her 2 young sons, a crowd of women in headscarves comforted each other as gunmen filled the air with automatic weapons fire. The private grieving, the memories of seeing their relatives around the dinner table or playing with the children, will come later. But today, amid the journalists and the gunfire, this woman chooses to remember the wanted man who died, Saleh Shahada, and declare that there is no difference in her mind between the dead military commander and the children killed in their sleep. He spent his life resisting the Israelis, she says. We never knew him as closely as we wanted to, because he sacrificed so much of his life in the struggle, and sometimes in Israeli jails. He died with his wife and his 14-year-old daughter, and I pray for them all. Here in Gaza, Prime Minister Ariel Sharon's comment that he considers the airstrike one of Israel's great successes seemed to be on everyone's lips. The Prime Minister also said any loss of civilian life is regrettable. Israeli spokesman Haim Shachem said the world should be careful not to compare anti-terror military operations with suicide bombings.
There is absolutely no moral equivalence between terrorist attacks directed specifically against innocents, and among those, specifically against children and elderly, and actions taken to stop terrorists. Just look at who this individual was. He was responsible for the entire Hamas terrorist operations against Israel. Now, I don't know if it will stop completely, but it certainly will put a dent in it.
Hamas official Ismail Abu Shanab, however, says it's long past time for the world to recognize that Israel has no special moral license to kill Palestinian children.
And now the Israelis are committing this crime in front of the whole world. So I think it is time for those who criticized Palestinian resistance to reevaluate their position and see what are the Israelis doing to the Palestinians.
It remains to be seen what political fallout will result from this operation, but on the streets of Gaza today, no one was contemplating the niceties of diplomacy or debating the prospects for President Bush's vision of 2 states living side by side in peace. The young men of Gaza, by the thousands, made clear their intentions with this chant. Our revenge will be strong, they said, strong enough to teach Sharon a hard lesson. Peter Kenyon, NPR News, Gaza.